It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live at Arroyo Seco Weekend by Kyle of Typhoon.
Thank you so much for coming
after your set.
Thank you so much for having me.
How do you feel it went?
It was good. It was very, very kind crowd, especially for playing at 1 p.m. That's an early slot. So, yeah, super grateful.
It is. Last year, it actually rained during the first set. It rained during the first set last year.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I heard it was hot as hell last year, too, after that.
What happened was the first day it rained, like, during the first set.
Yeah.
And then the second day it was like 100 degrees.
Like a biblical Arroyo Seco weekend.
Yes. Well, yeah. This year it's a little bit better. I think it's like 80 degrees right now.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So I think the last time we talked, you had just released Offerings.
Yeah.
Now you've been out on the road, been able to probably see some fans
for a long time. Yeah.
Now, a little bit in a long time.
Yeah.
How do you feel the album's been received by fans now that you've been out and been playing it?
I feel like it was a big ask to like release a 70-minute record, and it's a lot darker than our last couple records, and so I've actually been really like pleasantly surprised with the reception of it. People we've been starting to wean the set off of the White Lighter stuff and go more towards Offerings, and it's feeling
more confident with the new stuff out on the
road
too.
Yeah, and now that we can actually play it, kind of. It took a minute.
Well, did it? Yeah, because I'm guessing it probably shifted and changed as you went out on the road. Because, well, I think you're at 9 right now, right? Is how many people perform in the band?
We're at 7.
You're
right
7.
Now.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
To.
It's
okay.
it's slowly, pink slips galore.
Well, it's tough to go out with a big group.
We're getting to like I'm 32. I'm on the older side of the people in the band, and you know we're getting to an age where it's less and less feasible to live in Neverland where you can just kind of flit about the country and not have a steady job back home. So
yeah,
you know, there it is.
And is there any songs that have kind of changed and morphed in your mind that, like, you keep working on the road that are kind of different than when you first went out?
I mean, there's one in particular called CPR Clause Part 2 that's one of our oldest songs. It's from 2010, Hunger and Thirst, and it's a completely different song now. I realized that we played it the other day I think this was in Dallas, and people started singing one of the parts that we had like long since cut from it, and I remembered this that, you know, it had a whole other life as a almost completely different song before. So
yeah, that's got to be a little interesting. I mean, it's good to see that fans are that into
it.
Yeah,
I'm glad that they know the song. It's a deep cut. So,
is there any songs you've noticed fans gravitating to it on the road, like at shows that are new?
Yeah, Rorschach from the new record seems to have kind of the most legs with our fans. We also went to Europe, which was interesting for us because we'd never been there before. And over there, it was interesting because so many of the fans were getting into Typhoon with our new record and weren't familiar with the older stuff. So it was fun to see like folks hearing the older material for the very first time.
So it's a little more of they know the new stuff, not the old stuff.
They were asking us to play more of the new stuff, which is nice.
That's interesting. So you're done with headlining at this point for this year, right?
Yeah, we have one more show tomorrow in Oakland with Gomez, which we're really thrilled about. And then I think we're taking some. We've been pretty steady at it since the beginning of the year, and it's June, so it's almost July.
Yeah. Yeah. Head back home for a little bit, enjoy the 4th of July holiday a little bit.
Yeah, like I've got a wife back home, and she'd like to see me around a little more. So,
any other plans for the rest of the year, or just kind of pull back?
Yeah, I've been sort of penning out some ideas for like the next record, and so I want to. It's hard for me to. I can't really like write on the road all that effectively. So when I get home, I want to kind of.
Because it was like 4 or 5 years, but it was a good amount of time between these two.
Yeah, we took a nice little hiatus. I released a solo record in like 2016, and then we came back with Typhoon and this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's Kyle from Typhoon. The new album out now is Offering. Thank you so much
for stopping
by.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, my pleasure.